Good morning. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's my pleasure to be able to share with you a brief message from God's Word each morning this week. Political passions in our country seem to be more aroused and inflamed now than at any other occasion in my lifetime. Many who share patriotic bonds as Americans now often view other Americans as enemies. I believe that it is important, especially during these times, for followers of Christ to return to the greatest sermon ever preached, the imminent Sermon on the Mount. There Jesus bestows unto us the manner and approach he expects of his people in dealing with those who hate, curse, use, and persecute us. We must be a light in a world of darkness, but to do so, we must begin by rising above the instincts of our human nature to seek vengeance and retribution. This week, we are examining Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 31, and striving to learn how to do the seemingly impossible, love our enemies. On Monday, we discussed verse 27, which says, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you." And yesterday, we discussed verse 28, which says, "Bless those who curse you and pray for those who spitefully use you." Today, we're going to go forward into verse 29, which reads, "To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either." Jesus' teaching here is that we must be prepared not to invite being mistreated, but to meekly submit to mistreatment without retaliation. God will handle the retaliation for us, and our forbearance, patience, and self-discipline distinguishes us from the world. Notice what the psalmist writes in Psalms chapter 3, beginning in verse 7. Psalm 3, verse 7. "Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people." We must not exact revenge, but leave it to the Lord. He is righteous, he is just, and he is all-powerful and perfectly capable of bringing our enemies to justice. What he wants of us is to demonstrate the self-discipline, the love for others, even those who mistreat us. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 28, the parable of the unforgiving servant. This servant had been forgiven by his master 10,000 talents, an amount that he would never be able to repay. And in verse 28, it says, "But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, 'Pay me what you owe.'" We must not go to extremes in demanding our rights, because the truth is, we are not innocent ourselves. We are rather to have hearts of forgiveness, just as the Lord has forgiven us. Our enemies can have no power over us unless we allow hate and resentment for them to sour our hearts. They cannot control us if we determine in our hearts that we will continue to love them. In Romans chapter 12, in verse 19, the Apostle Paul writes, "Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.'" We are to give it to the Lord. Give over our cares, give over our anger, give over our concerns to the Lord. As the old hymn says, "Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone." So when we are mistreated, let us not retaliate. Let us, with patience and forbearance and long-suffering, turn it over to the Lord, knowing that he will repay justly.